Yeah. Okay. The segment for Reader Mitzvah Shem, this coming Shabbos, Parsha Tetzave, concludes with the commandments concerning the construction of the Mizbeach known as the Mizbeach HaKetores, the incense Mizbeach, sometimes also called the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the inner Mizbeach, or the Mizbeach HaZohav, the golden Mizbeach. Those are all three nicknames for this particular Mizbeach. And its dimensions and the details concerning construction appears here at the end of Parsha Tetzave. It's Perek Lamed, beginning with Pasuk Aleph. The Pasuk says, V'osisa Mizbeach Niktar Ketoris Atzei Shitim Ta'aseh. So you should make an altar on which to bring the incense made out of Atzei Shitim, and so on. And then the Pesukim go on to describe the various measurements. An interesting question, which the Mefarshei HaChumash deal with, not our topic for this year. Mefarshei HaChumash wonder why the details concerning this particular Klei HaMishkan, one of the vessels of the Mishkan, this particular one of the Klei HaMishkan, Klei HaMikdash, is described here at the end of Parshas Tetzave almost as an afterthought, when all the other vessels, all the other accoutrements of the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, were described in last week's Sedra, right, Parshas Truma. So we have the Aron. Okay, concerning the Aron, there's a question whether it counts as one of the Klei HaMishkan or not, but we'll leave that out for now. You have in last week's Sedra, you have the details concerning the Aron, and the Menorah, and the Shulchan, and the other Mizbeach, the Adam Mizbeach, Mizbeach and Achoshes, and various other things. All those are detailed in Parshas Truma. Parshas Tetzave deals in terms of the first part of the Sedra with the details concerning the Big Day Kahuna, right, especially garments worn by the Kohanim and the Kohen Gadol, and then it describes, the Torah goes on to describe the process, the karbanos that are offered at the time when the Mishkan goes into operation and so on. And then all of a sudden here at the very end of the parasha, almost like they forgot to mention something, right? It says, by the way, you also have to make a Mizbeach, known as Mizbeach HaKetores, the incense of Mizbeach, and the details are presented here. It's almost like it was forgotten and not mentioned. So this is a question which many deal with. A lot of people wonder why it wasn't mentioned earlier. Ramban, the Sforno, rather regular Mefarshim, and others all try and explain how this Mizbeach is different. It's not really part of the other groups and so on and so forth. But in any case, the details are found here. Then the Torah says in Perek Lamed, same Perek Pasuk Zayin, it says what's done on this Mizbeach. It says Yiktir Alav Aaron Ketores Samim Baboka Baboka Beitiva Saneros Yaktireno. That Aaron the Kohen, and it's not a din of the Kohen Gadol, it means the Kohen has to bring the Ketores, the spice offering, the incense, and make smoke out of it and so on every morning. Beitiva Saneros, when he takes care of the oil and the wicks, the menorah, the candle, wasn't candle, but I mean the place where the menorah was lit, right? The cups into which the oil and the wicks were put for the menorah. When he cleans out those lamps, so that's where he brings the ketores offering in the morning. And then again, the next pasuk has uvahalos aronas aneres ben arba'im yaktivena ketores tomidiv neshama dorasechem. And likewise, when Aaron in the afternoon, again the Kohen in the afternoon comes to actually light the menorah, the lamps, the candles for the again the not candles as we call them, but the lamps, the light for the menorah. Again, he brings up this Torah's offering. So twice a day. So that's what it says. Torah's Tomid Lifna Hashem Ador Sechem. This is a continual or an ongoing offering twice daily. So that's the information that we have in this Sedra regarding the Torah's offering that was put on this Mizbeach, whose dimensions and whose detail and the details of whose construction appears here at the end of the Sedra. What exactly was this incense offering? Doesn't it really explain? And these psukim just says, calls it the Tiral of Aaron Ketores Samim, calls it Ketores Samim, and next pasuk Ketores Tamid, right? What exactly does Ketores consist of? So later on, in next week's Sedra, in Parshas Kisisa, it's actually the same parak. It's still parak Lamed. Towards the end of the parak, it's already next week's Sedra, it says in pasuk Lamed Dalid, the details as to exactly what the Ketores, what the incense offering was made out of. So the pasuk says, parak Lamed, pasuk Lamed Dalid, and Parshas Kisisa, by Omar Shavosha, Kachlechos Samim, take spice and has a list of spices. Not the Shchelet, Chabonos, Samim, the Bonazako, Babi Vadia, a certain weight and so on. Now, what do you do with it? Pasuk Lamed Hei, Vosisak, Osak, Taurus, Rokach, Masei, Rokach, Memulach, Tahor, Kodesh. You should make it into some sort of a spice, like the work of someone who makes perfume, mixed, it's pure, it's holy. And Pasuk Lamed Vosisak, Tahor, Menahodeik, you should ground it very, very finely. And you place some of it on the in front of the of where the aron is, not inside, but in the front on that mizbeach. That's the this mizbeach. That's why it's called the mizbeach hapnimi, the inner mizbeach. It's in the kodesh, as opposed to the regular mizbeach on which all the karbonos are brought. That mizbeach is outside, mizbeach hachitzon, in the courtyard, so to speak. But the inner mizbeach, in front of where the aron, where the parochas is, and so on. That's where this ketores offering is brought. This is the Holy of Holies. So that's there in Parshas Kisis, some of the ingredients and how to make the Ketores is presented. Rashi comments over there on Pasuk Lamed Vav in Parshas Kisis of Rasatav Mena, He Ketores Shubachol Yom Vayom Shal Mizbeach Haptimi Shubah Olmoid. This is a reference to the Ketores which was brought daily on the Mizbeach Haptimi in the Olmoid. So that's exactly the source in Parshas Kisis in terms of the details of the Ketores. Now, as everybody knows, Chazal gave us greater detail, filled in the blanks as to exactly how the Ketores is made. Actually, there were 11 different ingredients to make this incense offering, and that's the paragraph that we say that people who are familiar with called Pitum HaKetores. That's exactly where the details of the Ketores are outlined in Chazal. We're familiar with Pitum HaKetores, most people, from Shabbos davening. At the end of Muslim, we say in Kelokeinu, to the very end of in Kelokeinu, we say Atahu Sheikhtiru Avosei Lofonecha Ketores Hasanim, right? That's the last phrase, the last stand of in Kelokeinu, right? We say Atahu Sheikhtiru Avosei Lofonecha Ketores Hasanim. You, Hashem, are the one before whom our ancestors offered the Ketores Hasanim, and that goes right into the paragraph of Pitum HaKetores, which if you have a kid saying the finish up the davening takes approximately 3 or 4 seconds, because I don't think he says too many of the words, but anyway, Pitum HaKetores is that paragraph, and it explains exactly in that paragraph what the ingredients are and how it was made in greater detail, of course, in the Chumash. This is based on a Gemara in Krisus Dav Vav Amud Aleph. It's a regular Gemara. The Gemara in Krisus has, it says Pitum HaKetores. The text is not exactly the same as we have in all the Siddurim, but more or less the same. And it also appears in the Yerushalmi, in Maseches Yuma, Perek Dalet, Halacha Hey. That's Taf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph in the regular pages of the Vilna Yerushalmi. Same Pitum HaKetores. Again, more or less the exact same as the text we have in the Krisos and the text we say in the Chumash. I say in the Siddur, I mean Pitum HaKetores, I'm sorry about Tzipor, Mechobon, Balabon, etc., etc. Again, found in Krisos Davov, Yuma, in the Yerushalmi, Perek Dalet, Halacha Halacha Hey. There Korban Eidah, one of the regular commentaries on the page in much of the Rishalmi, the Korban Eidah just explains what the word Pitum HaKetores means. Pitum means the grinding up. Ketishas Hasamonim. Grinding up. The very fine manner of the different spices, the tikkur haTorah, setting up the Torah, that's all called nikra pitum. Okay, that's what pitum means. And it proves it from the Targum and so on. Anyway, that's Pitum HaKetores. So as I said before, we say it on Shabbos. Those people down in the Sfarad perhaps say it every single day. And others also say it every single day because the Pitum HaKetores appears as well in the Karbonos section of davening, right? And some shuls say it, some shuls don't say it, some people say it, some people don't say it, but it's printed in the regular Siddurim in the regular Karbonos section, right? Before Pesuk of the Siddurim, before Mizrach Shulchan Aruch HaSabayis HaDavid. We also have the Pitum HaKetores there. And again, it's more or less the same text that we have in the Bavli, and increases davov and Yerushalmi and so on. Okay. Now, a practice seems to have developed, I'm not sure how old it is, I'll mention a second what seems to be the origin, but it's a practice that some people had, particularly among Sfardim, which I think is becoming more and more popular among Ashkenazim as well. And that is that the people say the Parsha of the Ketores, not only, by the way, people say it not only by Shakas, some people say it before Mincha as well. Again, Sfardim do this before Mincha, before Ashrei, because as we said before from the Psukim, that the Ketores, the Psukim in our Seder, indicate that the Ketores was offered twice daily, right, both in the morning and in the afternoon, as part of the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash, and before that in the Mishkan. So some people have gotten the practice that they dafka recite the Parsha of Torah from a cloth, from a scroll written like a Sefer Torah, written in Ksav Ashuris, written in a regular script, the regular Ksav that we have in a Sefer Torah, we have in Tzom, we have in Mezuzah. So they write now, the people take a cloth, a regular piece of parchment, kosher parchment, and the same type of thing you would use for a Sefer Torah, and they write write Parshas Ketores, and I think Pitamat Torah, they write all this in the Ksava Shuris, the regular script of a Torah, of a Sefer Torah, and the people have it, and I think Judaica stores sell it now, you can buy it folded up, or part of like a little fancy book or something like that, and many people carry it in a talis bag and a film bag, and they say this Ketores every single day. Where does that come from? To read the Dafka from a Kalafa, and it's printed in the Siddurim, as I said before, by the Karbona section of Davening, and again they have to inkalokeno, but that's not from a cloth, that's right in the regular Siddur. Where does this idea come from? They should read it somehow in a special form, it should look like a Sefer Torah, it's written on cloth, it's Ksav HaShuris, the Torah script, and so on. Where does that come from? So the earliest source that that seems to be for that practice is in a Sefer called Seder Hayom. Sefer Seder Hayom was written by Reb Moshe Ibn Machir, who lived in Tzfat and is a contemporary of the Beis Yosef, the time of Yosef Karo, and that group of people in Tzfat. He was there, the author of the Seder Hayom, right around the time of the Beis Yosef, so we're talking about now in the 1500s, and the Sefer Seder Hayom is exactly what it sounds like it is. It is a list of things that one does during the course of the day, and during the course of the year, but there's a lot of stuff about davening and what kavanah is supposed to have for different things from the morning to evening, Shabbos and Yom Tov and so on. So on the Sefer Seder Hayom, in the section called Seder Avoda, towards the beginning of the day, in my edition it's page Yud Beis, and I'm sure there are other editions. So he writes over here, the Seder Hayom writes, V'inyan haktores hu inyan godol levatel kol nega v'chol pegara. The Torah is something which is very, very special, has the power, it has the capacity to nullify any nega, any bad thing, pain that could come to somebody called pegara, any other bad circumstance that one might come across. This has the capacity, the Torah has the capacity to nevatel it. And he quotes, Kemo Shehevi HaZohar Parshas Yikra Shu Meshaber HaKlipus U'Monen Mele Yetzahara. It breaks the Klipus is in Kabbalistic terms, and I don't claim expertise in that area, but in Kabbalistic terms, you know, the Klipus are the shells, the outer layer, the tumah and so on, and this breaks it. Umoneah mimenu yetzahara, it prevents someone from being swayed by the yetzahara. And then the author goes on to say, Hachoshesh olav val nafsho, anyone who's concerned about himself and his life and so on, royally shtagel b'chol oz b'inyan hazeh. A person should try with all his strength, with all his ability, to do the following. Lichtov kol inyan haktoris b'klaf kosher, to write down the whole parshas haktoris in a kosher klaf, again a regular parchment like the Sefer Torah, b'ksivas ashuris, in the Ksav HaShuris, the script again that we're familiar with in the Sefer Torah, the Likros also, and to read it, Tam Echad Baboker Opa Ova Erev B'Kavona Gadola, and to read it with great Kavona, with great intent and great concentration, twice, once in the morning, once in the evening, or the afternoon, Vani Orev, and I guarantee, right, this is somehow it's going to go ahead to, it's a skula, it's going to bring good things and prevent bad things from happening. So that's again from something written in the 1500s by the author of the Sefer Seder Hayom. Again, I believe that that's the earliest source for anything to do with this particular practice, and it's quoted lahalacha by primarily it would seem Sfardi Poskim. It appears, for example, in the Sefer Kafa Chaim, the Kafa Chaim in Orachaim Simon Kuf Lamed Beis. He writes, because notice that the author of Seder Yom just said it's a general thing to protect you from the Yitzhara and so on. Didn't say anything about what positive is accomplished, so to speak, other than not that it's a bad thing to keep the Yitzhara, but on the positive side. So the Kaf HaChaim writes again, Orachaim Simon Kuf Lamed Beis Oschof Gimel Amiras Peter Makaris Mitoch Ksav Ashuris Kiksiva Sefer Torah Hiskula Lizachus Ula Osher. Right, it's a skula for merit and for wealth. Kaf HaChaim quotes that it's a skula for wealth. Okay, the year mutzlach b'chol asaka. The person will have atzlacha in all his business and parnosa and so on and so forth. So the Kaf HaChaim, the Seder Yom didn't say that. The Seder Yom, this was more general, but the Kaf HaChaim, he's not making this up. He quotes from various other sorim that he identifies here, and he says that this is skula for Ashiras. This idea may well be based upon something else, because we do find in the Gemara The Gemara talks about the Ketores, not reading the Parsha of the Ketores from Klaf and Ksav Ashuris, but the Gemara does talk about the offering of the Ketores being a segula, being something which can lead a person to become wealthy. That we do find in the Gemara itself. That's the Gemara in Yuma on Daf Chof of Vav Amud Aleph, because the Gemara there in that paragraph is discussing what the different things that were done by the different Kohanim as part of the daily Avodah Beis Hamikdash. So one of the things was the offering of the Ketores, as we read again from the Pesukim and Sedra earlier. So the Gemara mentions there that they used to cast, they had the Mishnayos described, they used to have lots to figure out which, they cast lots, you know, to see which Kohanim did what, but they would never let anybody do the Ketores more than once. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Chof Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara says toward the top of the page, Tana Me'olam Lo Shina Adambo. Nobody ever brought the offered the Ketores a second time. That's what it says. Okay. Why not? Ask the Gemara, my time, Arma Chanina, Mitnei Shema Sheres. Because offering the Ketores can bring a person wealth. Amar Popol Abaye, so Popol Abaye. Where does that come from? I mean, that's, you know, can't just make things up. Where does it come from? Where do you see that the Ketores, offering the Ketores, brings a person wealth as opposed to any other type of avoda in the Mishkan of Beis HaMikdash? Where does that come from? He says, Ilei Mushum Nichsiv, Yosimu Ketoro Va'apecho, Uchsiv Basrei Baruch Hashem Chela. We look in Parshas Zos HaBrocha, it says, Yosimu Ketoro Va'apecho. It's talking about the Brocha of Levi. It says, Yosimu Ketorah Ba'apecha, for reference to Ketorah, that's in one pasuk. The very next pasuk says, Baruch Hashem Chelo, Hashem will then bless your efforts. Right? So you have the juxtaposition of these two phrases related to one relates to Ketorah. It says, Yosimu Ketorah Ba'apecha, and then Baruch Hashem Chelo. So from there you have the idea somehow that the offering of Ketorah results in a person having a Brocha of Makadosh Baruch in terms of his efforts. But the Gemara says, yeah, but if you say that, so the very same pasuk continues, Yosimu Ketorah Ba'apecha, what's the next part of the pasuk? Cholil al mizbechecha. Cholil means something which is offered in its entirety on the mizbech. A reference to the carbon ola. Carbon ola, as we know, was all completely burnt, completely consumed on the mizbech. As opposed to other carbonas, which the Kohanim got some of the meat, and sometimes the Bailim got some of the meat, but the Ola was Kohel, was completely, totally consumed on Mizbeah. So, that, if you're gonna say that because it says, Yosimu Ketorah Ba'apecha, and the next pasuk says, Baruch Hashem Chela, that's why we say that the Ketorah generates wealth, and, you know, is a segula for becoming rich, so then it should be the same thing by someone who offers the carbon Ola, because the same pasuk, Cholil on Mizbechecha. So the Gemara says, right, Ihochi Ola Nami, Hoksiva Cholil on Mizbechecha, so I'm like, no, Ha Shicha Vahalo Shicha, no, but one is more common, one is not so common. The Ola, there are many times you bring a carbon Ola. And the Rashi explains over there in the Yuma Chaf, Rashi says, Nipneshim, first of all, the previous Rashi, Nipneshim Asheres, right? Because the Ketores brings a person wealth, they didn't let anyone do it twice. You'd be hogging it up. You have to make sure everyone gets a chance, right? Everyone has the same shot at getting the school. It means that the school didn't always work. Presumably it wasn't always the case, but at least it was a chance that there was bring the person to the school for wealth. If he brought the Ketores, they wanted all the Kohanim who served in the Beis HaMikdash to have an equal opportunity to achieve this wealth. So they wouldn't let anybody hug it up, do it more than once. I voksiva kur chalil mizbechecha ba'hu kor gufei. Like I said before, that very same pasuk talks about the carbon ola. So no, halo shvicha. The way the Yavashi explains, and the Gineger points out, Gilian Hashas, others learn it differently. Tosla learns a different rule, but we're not learning that sugi now. But for our purpose, it's sufficient to read Rashi. Umistaber the kiksiv osha adalo shvicha. Okay, nimtu akol ashirim. Well, on carbon ola, everyone's going to get rich, right? The chorus was less shvicha. Okay, but in any event, how do you work out that Gemara? The bottom line is that the concept of the Ketores bringing a person wealth, that already appears in the Gemara. Again, not talking about saying the parts of the Ketores. So we have the concept of an Neshama part of Sosena, that sometimes what we say, especially when it comes to Kachim, when it comes to Karbonos, is viewed as if we did the acts. That's true. But again, the Gemara doesn't go that far, but it's very possible that that's the Mukkar for the idea of the even reading the parts of the Ketores bringing a person wealth. And that's why the Kaf HaChayim brings the tradition. Again, the original source, Maseid HaYom, doesn't say anything specifically about becoming wealthy, but in the Kaf HaChayim, again, our Chaim Sim Kuf Lamed Beis, Oschof Gimel, Kaf HaChayim writes that it's a skula for Osher, and in order for the person to be Mutzah B'chol HaSakov, to have Atzlocha, to have success in all of his endeavors. Okay. So based on this, as I said before, the practice has developed, at least in some circles, and some people always did it, but the Dafke had the Ketores written out on cloth, and that's the Kaf HaChayim wrote that as well, to write it, he writes it on Mitoch Ksav Ashuris Kiksiva Sefer Torah, right? Write it in the Ksav Ashuris, just like in the Sefer Torah. So again, some people have that practice, it's becoming more and more popular, even among Ashkenaz, and I see even in Israel, a lot of people, not a lot of people, but more and more people are following this, and I think people are capitalizing in various you know, soap firm in the Judaica homes, Judaica stores, and so on. Anyway, my purpose here is not to comment on the, or to discuss the efficacy of this particular segula, nor to recommend or endorse the pursuit of this segula or any other segula. It's not my area of expertise. It would be inappropriate. It's not my place to comment about such things. And rather, what I'd like to do in this year is look at a very basic question. That is it permissible for someone to write the Parshas HaKetores on cloth with Ksav Ashuris like a Sefer Torah? I mean, clearly the author of the Sefer Seder Hayom and the Kaf HaChaim, the people he quote, obviously held that you can. Obviously held that you do. But the question is there any problem with that? So what should be the problem? I mean, if you don't just make up a problem, we generally assume things are mutter, unless there's a reason to say that they're also. We don't just assume that things are also right off the bat. So the answer is that there is a Gemara in Gittin on Daf Samech Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Gittin, Daf Samech Amud Aleph, states the following. Boy, minei, Abaye, mi Rabba. Abaye raised the following question to Rabba. Mahu, lichko, Megillah, Latino, Klislamid. Is Gittin, Daf Samech Amud Aleph. Is it permissible to write Megillah? Megillah here doesn't mean Megillah Sester. It means a scroll, a section of the Torah, a parsha, parak or something. Are you allowed to write that? Mahu, lichko, Megillah, Latino, Klislamid, for a child, for a youngster to learn from it. Is this permissible? So it doesn't say what the issue should be, but Abai asked Rabbah whether this is allowed or not, and he raises the question on two tzedakim. He says, "Tiboy leman da Omar Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna, Tiboy leman da Omar Torah Chasuma Nitna." This question can be asked both according to the man da Omar holds Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna, and according to the man da Omar holds Torah Chasuma Nitna, which we'll explain in a moment. That's a Gemara further on that same page on Daf Samach Malav Machokes between the Yochanan and Reish Lakish. When the Torah was originally written, how is it written? You know, many people make a mistake. I was explaining to the student just today, actually, that sometimes, you know, people think, so Moshe got the Torah at Har Sinai, so that he got a completed Sefer Torah. I mean, if you want to know what happened tomorrow, just roll a few columns later, right? Obviously, that's not the case, right? You couldn't just say, well, you know, we can prevent the whole Korach rebellion, because just read a little further, look what's going to happen. You know, it's going to open up and swallow them up, right? So let's avoid the problem. Let's not rebel, right? Obviously, they didn't know that. Obviously, they didn't have a completed scroll of Sefer Torah. You just look at it and see what's going to happen tomorrow, right? So there's a machlokes, so the Chazal tell us that when Moshe Rabbeinu was up on Har Sinai to receive the Torah, what it means is he received the mitzvahs and so on, the Aseres HaDibros and the Gilushim and so on that we read about in Parshas Yisro, Parshas Mishpatim. But in terms of what was written, Sebastian Chumash quotes this. What was written was he wrote from Bereshis, whatever Hashem told him to write, from Bereshis up until that point. Then the question is what happened next. So there's one opinion that says, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, is Torah Megillah, Megillah Nitna. It was given section by section. In other words, as things happened, as mitzvahs were given, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, during the course of the years that they were there, the Midbar dictated things to Moshe Rabbeinu, so he wrote it down, Megillah, Megillah, section by section. The other opinion is no, Megillah, that Torah Chasuma Nitna, that's Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish holds, again, that's the same Gemara, getting off Samachon off, so it's the bottom of the page. The Rish Lakish holds, no, Torah Chasuma Nitna. The Torah was given already sealed. What does it mean? Nothing was written down until the end of the 40 years, everything, and then Moshe Rabbeinu wrote everything and put it together. We'll see Rashi explains. Rashi explains. The Dibur Maskil Megillah Nitna, says Rashi, Kishenemra Parsha Lamosha, Haya Kosovo, when a particular parsha was told to Moshe, we write it down, Ulubasof Memshona, and at the end of the 40 years, you know, before he died, Kishenimu Kala Parsha, Chibra and Begida, the Torah, right? Then he sewed it together, he made it into one unit. But he wrote them down as time, you know, transpired during the years in the Midbar, and then he had all those individual scrolls and he put them together. That's what it means, Megillah Nitna, a section by section. And then it was put together at the end. However, the other opinion is Torah Chasuma Nitna, says Rashi, Chasuma Nitna, Lo Nichtava Ad Sof Mem. Nothing was written until the end of the 40 years. La'achar Shenemru Kol HaParshas Kula. Until everything had been stated. Until everything that was going to be in the Torah had been stated. Everything which was said in those early years, because there was a period of time where there was no communication. Not our problem right now. But whatever was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, he remembered Ba'peh, and I wrote it down later. Santa Machlokas. So Abaye says the following. My question, can you write a Megillah, write a section of the Torah for a kid to be able to learn from? You're not going to write the whole Sefer Torah. He's learning Parshas Bereishis, let's say. So we'll write out just Parshas Bereishis. You're allowed to do that. And Abaye says the Kasha goes according to both Mandomars. Why? So he explains. Tiboy lema again. Boy menei abayim rabbim melmal lift on megillah tinam b'samba. Tiboy lema andavar tar megillah megillah nitna. Tiboy lema andavar tar chasuma nitna. Tiboy lema andavar tar megillah megillah nitna. Cave in the megillah nitna. Kosin. You could argue. Look, what's the problem by writing down just one or two parshas for the kid to study from? That's the way the Torah itself was written when it was first given, right? And like it say about its mutter, right? When the Torah was first given, it was written section by section. So what's wrong with me writing a section right now? Odilma, or no, says Amaya, maybe, cave under Idvik. Once it was, it was originally given that way, but once it was put together into one unit, then it's one unit, you're not allowed to divide it up. Okay, she mentioned the individual chumashim you can write up, that's a different point. Okay, individual chumashim you can write. Bereishis Shmos, Haikar, Midbar, Dvar. But in any event, what Abaya is saying here is that perhaps, even if you hold Torah, Megillah, Megillah, that was originally, but once it was put together, so it would not be permissible to write it only one section. On the other hand, Tiboy Lamad Dabar Torah Chasuma Nitna. He asks the same question according to one who holds Torah Chasuma Nitna. Why? Kaven the Chasuma Nitna Ein Kosin. Do we say that because it was given, sealed or completed, so therefore that's without how to write it any other way, and that would be logical, right? Odilma Kaven the Lo Efsher Kasina. Maybe it's different. You can't. Every time you want to study, let's remember, in the olden days, they didn't have foreign printed books or chumash like we have on our shelves and the medrash and so on and so forth. If you wanted to learn Torah, you had to learn it from a text of the Torah. If you wanted to study Torah, you had to have a regular sefer Torah. There was no printed works and the chumashim and so on, or even handwritten stuff. There was just a sefer Torah. So what do you say? Now, every time you have a little kid who wants to learn, you have to write a whole sefer Torah. What if you didn't have it? So can't you write one little section, whatever parrot the child is learning? So write that, right? Yeah, otherwise, in Abaye's language, came to the left shirt. It's not possible. So that's Abaye's question. So what's the answer? And of course, that would relate to our issue here, because can you write a section of the Torah? We're talking about writing the Parsha Ketores, right? So what's the answer to the question? So Amalei, Rabbi answered, Ein Kosvin. Guess what? The answer is no. You can't. Well, because you cannot write just one section of the Torah. You have to write the whole sefer, a whole chumash, but not just one time. Well, Ein Kosvin. Umatam, a little unusual, but the Gemara says Umatam. Lafish Ein Kosvin, right? Because you can't. That's why. Right? You can't do it. Why not? Because you can't. Rashi says Lafish Ein Kosvin. Vafil Lamandoma Megillah Megillah Nitna Kaveh Deidbik Idbik. Even the Mandoma holds the Torah was given originally in parts, in sections, but once it was put together, it's put together, and that's the end of the discussion. So, according to this Gemara, it's an open and shut case. How can you go ahead? The Gemara says even for teaching a kid, right? The Tinok Lisvama, that was Abaye's kash. Abaye asked Rabba. Abaye was the nephew of Rabba and a Talmud of his, so he was actually raised by Rabba, because Abaye, we pointed out in the past, Abaye was an orphan. His father died when his mother was pregnant with him, and his mother died in childbirth, so Abaye never knew his parents. He was raised by his uncle Rabba, his Rebbe, so he asked Rabba the question. Rabba says, oh, sir, that's it, you can't do it. So that would seem to indicate that the same thing would be true about writing the Parshat Torah on cloth. You couldn't write, the Gemara said you couldn't write down, it was not proper to write down, even to teach a kid, and certainly a section of Sefer Torah, so the same thing would be by the Parshat Torah. The question is, okay, that was Rabba's plot. The question is, do we paskin like this Gemara? Okay, is this position of Rabba accepted lahalacha? That's our question. So you turn to the Rif in Gittin on the Daf Chof Chesam Aleph, and his pages of Rif, Daf Rif Chof Chesam Aleph. The Rif writes as follows, very top of the page, Kol Sirin Megillah Latinok L'Islamic Boss. Says the Rif, you may, in fact, write a Megillah scroll, a section of Torah for a child to learn from. V'chein Halacha, says the Rif, that's the Halacha. So the Rif paskins that it is Mutter. Evidently, he doesn't accept this Gemara Halacha. Yeah, so what's his source? Okay, that's a good question. But the Rif says, I'll read it again, this one line, Kosvin Megillah Latinok L'Islamic V'chein Halacha. You're emphatic about it, no question. It is mutter to write it. Okay, and that could conceivably open the door for us in our Torah's question, our Parsha Torah's on cloth. But the Rif seems to be against the Gemara. That's the only problem. I mean, Abaye asked the question to Rabbi, there's no argument. Right? No, the Abaye didn't say that, but you could say the other way. No, the Abaye asked the question, Rabbi gave an answer, so it looks in the Gemara like an open and shut case. But the Rif now goes ahead, and Paskin is not like that. Gemara says that it's mutter to write, and writes v'chein halacha, and that's the halacha. So the Ran is bothered. The Ran commenting on the Rif here. The Ran writes that Kosim Megillah Latinok L'Islamic v'chein halacha. Temo, this is an astonishing psak. The Gemara Mucha Behedir Halachim Adam Ein Kosim. The Gemara says Ein Kosim. I mean, Rabbah answered Ein Kosim. So where does the Rif come off disagreeing with the Gemara? The Ran doesn't have an answer. He doesn't defend him. Doesn't say Ran is a kasher. Is there a defense for the Rif? Yes, so let's see. That's what we're talking about. But again, the Rif paskins that it's mutter, and the Ran raises the question, what do you mean? It's against the Gemara, and he leaves it as a tzorach here. So the fact of the matter is, there's one other piece that's relevant for the moment that I want to look at, and that is back in that same Gemara, and of Samach and Aleph and Kitten, the Gemara, a few lines later, says that it's actually Machlokas Tanoi. The Gemara says, because this question, even though Abaye asked the question, Rabbi answered point blank, the Gemara itself mentions a few lines later, it's a Machlokas Tanoi. It says, Kitanoi, Ein Kosu Megillah Tinukli Slamed. Tanakama says, the Chum say that Ein Kosu Megillah Tinukli Slamed. Right? You cannot really Slamed, but you cannot write one section, one scroll from the Torah to learn from. Unless, continues the Gemara, Imdaito Lahashli Mutter. If he's intending to finish it, so then it's Mutter. Meaning, in other words, he's planning to write the whole Sefer Torah. Right now, I only wrote the first part, so you don't say, oh, well, no, it's us or to ever look at that until you have the whole Sefer Torah done. That's why we don't go. He wants to learn with his child, you know, he's up to Parshas Vayikra or whatever, he wants to learn with his child. That's, he hasn't finished writing the whole Sefer Torah yet, fine. Okay, but his Daito Lahashim, then it's Mutter. That's the Tanakama. That's the Chachamim. Behuda Omer, no, the Bracious Ador Hamabu, you're allowed to write sections, units, topics, the Bracious from Bracious Ador Hamabu, means to Parshas Noach, right? Parshas Bracious until Ador Hamabu. And in Taurus Kohanim, the Taurus Kohanim, Ad Vayibayam Hashmini, which means, yeah, Vayikra and Tzav, Vayikra and Tzav, because that deals with the Karbonis, that's how Rashi writes. That's a whole unit, right? That's for the, That's a section you have finished the main Indian of Karbonis at that point. Rashi says Ad Vayibayam Hashmini Shehigmar Tziva Karbonis. So you can do it in sections. In any event, so that doesn't really help us though, because Lamaisa, if it's a Machlokas the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, Tanakama and Yehuda, we should pass by Tanakama. So in other words, the fact that it's a Machlokas Tanoim, it was true that Abaye asked Rabbi said you can't do it at all. The Gemara now says, well, actually, it's a Machlokas Tanoim. Yeah, but it doesn't help us, because still, the Chachomim, the majority, the Tanakama, that's the one who says that you can't write it unless you das it to finish the whole thing. So, like Rabbi. Presumably, that's why Rabbi Paskin that way. So, we're still stuck with why the Rif seems to be going against the Gemara, exactly as the Ran says. Does that understand? To plead the Kepsak, the Tema, because he says, the Gemara, Muchab beheaded. So the Rosh addresses the issue. The Rosh is in, again, this is the fifth parak of Gittin, parak HaMizokin. So it's parak Hay in Gittin towards the end of Siman Chof. The Rosh writes the following. The Rosh says, Rav Alpha Zalo Hevi Kolze Elakosav Kosin Megillah Tinklus Talmud Bechein Hilchasa. The Rosh quotes the Rif as saying that you are allowed to Bechein Hilchasa, and the Rosh asks the same kasha, the Tema. Tema who came in the Rabba, it says here Rabba, but the footnote says you say Rabba, right? Came in the Rabba, Heshiv Labai, Ein Kosin, the Lekka Man, the Poligale, no one argues, it says open and shut Gemara, there's no Machlokas about it, Abai didn't respond, so ask the Rosh, I don't understand, okay, where are we coming from here? The Gemara says that it was Osir, so, came the rabbi Heshul Abaye Ein Kosel Lekam on the Pagalei. But oh, furthermore, Roy Lissok Halachan Katana Kama the Behuda the Low Shore. Like I said, the second Gemara we had a Machloka Tanoim, but it's like proper. Ordinarily, pass like the Katana Kama. That's usually the road. That's usually the Chachamim against the Behuda the Low Shore. That it's not Mutter. Unless you're going to finish the whole thing. So the Rosh suggests the following. The Efser, the Sova Alochim, Yechon and Amar Tar Megillah Megillah Nidna, Lo Chayas Tohar the Kalahar the Kamar Kevin the Idbik. He says, well, maybe Rabba, Harold of the Rif is paskening like Rabbi Yochanan. Rif was ignoring Rabba. I'm sorry, he's paskening like Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan said, Torah Megillah Megillah Nidna. And since the Torah when it was originally given, was given in that fashion, in other words, section by section, so it's okay for us to write section by section as well. The Gemara says, Kevin the Idbik. Says the Rosh, maybe the Rif is low high, so to come out of David, just because it was put together, that was for convenience purposes, whatever, not for halacha, and therefore he's Mako. That's a possibility, because otherwise, Din Kain, Hafilu Chumash Lo Nichtov. Ella Torah Shlema. Otherwise, it shouldn't be permissible. If you say Kaver the Idrik once it's put together, then you shouldn't be allowed to write even one Chumash, Bereishis, or Shmos, Vayikra, Vimbra, Adram as one unit, which we said before is mutter, which everybody agrees is mutter. So says the Rosh, if for Choshesh for this concept of Kevin the Inbrook, once it's put together, they shouldn't be able to write one Chumash either. Elamai, we're not worried about that. And since we accept Rabbi Yochanan, which we usually pass like Rabbi Yochanan against Reish Lakish, so we accept like Rabbi Yochanan the Torah, Megillah, Megillah, Nitna, so then it's mutter. So that's what the Rif probably holds. In other words, Hagam that Rabbi answered every answer, the Paz Rabbah. And the Rif, Paskin's all, we Paskin call Megillah, Megillah, Nitna. He's not worried about Kevin the Inbrook. Oh, then the Rosh adds another territory. So, oh, Royal Hakel, Mishum Delo Epshar, Lechol Ani Be Yisrael, Licht of Torah, Shlema Liv No. Another thing is, it's not possible, even if you hold the other way. What are you going to say? Every time a child has to learn, you have to write a whole Sefer Torah. It's very expensive to write a Sefer Torah. Every poor person can afford a Sefer Torah. It's not possible. And again, in the absence of printed Chumash and printed Svarim in the olden days, the only thing you had was a Sefer Torah. So what are you going to say? That a father, a man is poor, not able to learn with his kid because he can't afford to write a whole Sefer Torah? Let him write just the parsha the child is learning in school that year or whatever it is, and that's what he has in front of him. Or otherwise, again, as the Rosh writes, every poor person can't write an entire Sefer Torah for his kids. Not possible. So that's why the Rif is making. The Rif is aware of Rabbah's psak, but he says, what can we do? We can't have otherwise. So this now leads us into another discussion. And that's really this sugya here in Gittin and Dafsana. This is where the Gemara talks about Eis Pasol Sashana Teres Arsecha. Exactly. Okay, it's an earlier Gemara, a few lines earlier. Again, on Samacham and Al, all this is in Samacham and Al and Gittin. The Gemara there says, Rabba Rav Yosef, the Amri Tarvayo Ein Karin, next line. Rabba Rav Yosef, the Amri Tarvayo Hai Sefer Aftarta Osur Lemikribei B'Shabbos. A book called the Sefer Aftarta. Sefer Aftarta is a book of Haftarah. It's a Haftarah book. But what it means is that they had the Haftarah written on a cloth, like a Sefer Torah, but not like many shuls. My shul has a cloth for the Haftarah. We read the Haftarah out of a cloth. But we have a cloth for Sefer Yeshua, and a cloth for Sefer Shoftim, and for Shmuel, and for Melachim, and for the Nevi'im Achronim, and so on. So whatever Haftarah is, you take out that particular cloth. That's not what it means here. The Sefer Aftarta means the book that has only the Haftarahs. In other words, you have the Haftarah Parshas Bereishis, Haftarah Parshas Noach, Haftarah Parshas Lech Lecha, all written instead of the like we have it printed in the back of the Chumash usually. So they had it on a cloth. It was just a book of all the Haftarahs, not the individual Svarim, Yeshua and Shoftim and Yishai and Cheskel, etc. No, it was just the Sefer Aftarta. So some shuls actually have that. I've heard about it. I don't think I ever saw it, but so some shuls have it. So it says, Rabbi Rav Yosef, Amri Tarvayo, Hai Sefer Aftarta Osur LeMikra Baby Shabbos. You're not allowed to use that on Shabbos. Tough luck on those rules that have it, according to that. My timer, the lo nitam mikasev, because this is not supposed to be written down. These are not svarim shleimim. You're only writing down those 21 psukim or whatever it is that constitute the haftarah for that particular week. You're not writing the whole sefer yirmiyo, or the whole trail, or the whole whatever. In other words, you're writing only that section, as it says, not allowed to. Not only that, but it goes even further. Mar bar of ashi, the lonely tummy constant, it's not proper, the lonely tummy constant, that's what Rashi says. Rashi said, you can't write less than one sefer. So therefore, Rabbi Rav Yosef said, it's not proper to use it on Shabbos. Not only that, but the Gemara goes on, it's even usher to move it on Shabbos. So it's muktzah. My time of dollar chazil hikabay. It's not usable on Shabbos. So that's what muktzah means. Muktzah means anything which is not allowed to use on Shabbos. You can't move on Shabbos either. Okay. That's them. That's the Rabbi Rav Yosef supplemented by Mar Bar Avashi. However, Velohi, says the Gemara, not true. Those shuls that have the Sefer Aftarta are safe. Whereas Elohi, it's not true. Rather, Shori L'Taltule, you're allowed to move it. It's not Muktzah. And the Shori L'Mikrebe, and you can read it. Why? Rabbi Yochanan Rishim Elokish Me'ayna B'Sifro Da'agarata B'Shabata. Rabbi Yochanan Rishim Elokish used to study from written sections of the Agarata on Shabbos. And it's the same problem. The whole lonita likasev. You're not supposed to write that down either. Why? Because dvarim shabal peh. Yeah, Torah shoy lomar mitzav. Right. You're not supposed to write down Torah shabal peh. Right. This is agadatos Torah shabal peh. You're not supposed to write it down. And Rashi explains the whole lonita likasev. Shum Dvar Gemara V'Halacha V'Agada K'damila. Come on, right? That's in the Gemara and Tzalach HaMabez. That's the sugi. Writing down the mission, the whole thing, right? So you're not allowed to write all that stuff down. So how did Rav Yochanan Shokesh read it? Because Ella, here's the line. That's probably what the Rosh is referring to. Ella came and below Efshar Eis Lasos Hashem Eferu Sor Secha. The Pasuk in Tilim Kuf Yud Des. It's more famous probably from this Gemara than it is from Tilim. But it's not possible. What do you mean Efshar? Rashi explains because came below Efshar. Right, the whole reason why if you don't know, he compiled the mission and everything because people are forgetting. Right, people couldn't remember everything anymore. Right, the hearts were or the mind was less sharp or whatever, whatever the reason, but it was being forgotten. So Eitz Lasos Hashem says Rashi again. You can even nullify Allah from the Torah in order to preserve Torah. That's what it means. If a certain critical time, a shasat chak, an emergency circumstance comes up, that the only way to do it is to bend from the Torah. So under certain circumstances, that's permissible. That's Eifas Hashem. Hey, Feru Sar Sefer. You mean Mefer, so to speak, canceled, nullified from the Torah. So that's what the Gemara says going on here. True, they shouldn't have written down the Sefer Haftarah, but people didn't remember Haftarah, I guess. It became necessary. It's low Efsher. There's no other way to do it. The Mela, maybe that's the Heter over here also. Okay, that's what the Rosh said. It's low Efsher, right? The Rosh is Loshen. And explaining the position of the rib, the red before is maybe read it again. It's not possible. So you might ask, maybe it's not possible. Tough. You can't just violate the Torah. No, in this area we're allowed. It's the same sugya. It's all the same sugya. Right? It's all part of the same section. So the Rush suggests that that's what the Rif is saying. It's low Efsher. It's not possible. No one's going to be able to. You're going to deprive too many people of Torah. So it's Eis Lasos Hashem, Eferes Hashem. It's Mutter to write it down. Hagam the Gemara implies it's not. And the real regular reading of the Gemara would indicate that it's also. That's perhaps the Heter of the Heter of the Rif relies on. In fact, the Ran himself, I read you before, the Ran here in Gittin, the Ran in Gittin doesn't defend. He leaves it at a kasha. How could the Rif pass him against the Gemara? But the Ran elsewhere, the Ran of Masechah Shabbos, the Perek Kol Kisvei, it starts on Daf Mem Beis on Beis the Dape Harif, and it starts with the Ras of Gemara Hayukosin Targum Choloshin. So further along in that riff, in the part that's on Mem Gimel Daf, it's a long Ran rather. Further along in the Ran over there. The Ran says, quoting this Gemara, he says, "Va'od the Hasikna Hasan," the first wide line towards the bottom, and Mem Gimel Aleph and Shabbos and Dapei Rif, the Hasikna Hasan she'ain Kosin Megillah to Latinuk Lisamid, while Afilu Hachi Kosin Rav Afasi Zal Shamba Kosin the Kamon Kosin Megillah Tinuk Lisamid, right? Our Kasher, Umashma the time in Mishum Eislah Sosa Semeferos Or Secha, the Dover Halam Ebin Yonohu says the Ran Mistone, even though on the local issue of who can write a Sefer Torah for a cotton to learn from, so there the Rabba told Abaye no, and later on the Gemara said Machlokas Tanakam and Huda, and we pass by Tanakam and no, fine. But looking at it in the broader picture, looking at the Gemara in context, says the Ran in Shabbos. Again, it's interesting because in Gittin he leaves it as a question against the Rif, but here in Shabbos the Ran writes, and maybe that's what the Rif is thinking about, right? He says the Rav Alphas writes, that's the Rif. The Rav Alphas is the Rif. Right, it is the Fez. So he says he paskins the mutter. Why? Because mash mashma the time is from Eis Lasos Hashem Eferes Or Secha. The Dover Halamed Minyanahu Uchdisa Hasam. Okay, so therefore it's like it's over there. That's the reason or a svara to be Mekel. And in fact, it's interesting as well. The Chedusha Haran. Well, in addition to the Ran on the Rif in Gittin, we also have the Chedusha Haran in Gittin. So the Chedusha Haran in Gittin on this same Daf Samach on the Beis, he quotes this Gemara. He says Ma Lichta Megillah Tinas Lamed. The simple conclusion of the Gemara is the answer is no, ain kosin. The chain kosin of Rambam, which we'll get to momentarily. However, umikal makom nira the hecha dika duchka. Duchka means it's something pressing, a shas had chak. Then shari, just like says the Ran, kidasikna b'sifra daftarta. Just like the Gemara concludes about that sefer of daftaras, where Rambam and Rabbi Yosef didn't allow, but Rabbi Yechon Yishlokish did because of Eis Lasos Hashem. The nira says the Ran in the Chedusha Ran again. The nira. And the Stoma says the Ran, that's the sword of the Rif was Mekel. So we have these defenses of the Rif, and the truth is, and he's saying, even though the Gemara says one way, but it's considered an extraordinary circumstance. Of course, the question becomes, to transfer it over to our Shalat at the Torahs, is that also an Eisas Tos Hashem, a Teres Arsecha? That's not so clear. We'll have to see. But, you know, in other words, it could be that, you know, okay, there's one thing to say that, you know, to have a safer available for a child to learn from is one thing. But to say, in order to have this school, this whatever the school is, for whatever merit, or whatever wealth it brings, you know, everyone can question whether that would be under the same concept, Eisas Tos Hashem, a Teres Arsecha. The truth is that the Mordechai and Gittin also extends, the Mordechai and Gittin extends the this heter, so to speak. It's on it's Simon Tov Zion. Simon Tov Zion in the Mordechai and Gittin Staff Hayamar Aleph in the page of the Mordechai and Gittin. Mordechai is his own pagination. Again, in the regular editions, I don't know, in the old edition, the new ones, everything's different. I can't even find anything. But it's Simon Tov Zion, wherever you look, in the Mordechai and Gittin. So he writes, Kosin Megillah Latinic Lislamagon, the Hu Adin, the Mutalikto Parshas HaKorbanas, the Chain Kol Kriya Shema, Shemekila Shalano, Mishum Eisas Tos Hashem, Sharei Ein Kol Aolam Yodin Baal Peh. Not everyone knows all these things about Peh, many people do, but not everyone knows everything about Peh, right? So if you don't write things down, again, they didn't have printing or Siddurim in those days, you had to write it down. So says the Mordechai, we allow people to write down Kriya Shema and the Karbanas because not everyone knows about Peh. Not everybody has a printed, written version of the whole Sefer Torah or even one Chumash they can bring Lavi and Levei Sakneses to bring to Shul. The Asil about Tula Tfila and Kriya Shema, Shema Torah. You're going to be the Vatal Tfila and Kriya Shema the Reiser, right? You're going to say Kriya Shema. L'chach Muta Lichtov Hani Apo Pish Lein Not Lo Nito Likasei. Okay, therefore it's Muta to write things even down. So the Mordechai extends it again. It'll be a jump to go ahead. In my opinion, it'll be a jump to go ahead and extend it to Parshas, to write down the Parsha Torah for a school. But nonetheless, we have another explanation or an extension of this Heter of the Rif. The Beis Yosef makes a very fascinating comment. These didn't appear in the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredei Simon Reish Pei Gimel. So there, the Torah brings down what his father said to defend the Rif, right? We mentioned the Beis Yosef comments as follows. Very interesting. The Beis Yosef to Masha Kosov, the role of Hakam is in Lefshar Kosher. He said, I don't understand something. Wait a minute. You look in the original Gemara. What was Rabbah's answer? Rabbah answered, you're not allowed to. And now we've said, well, it's going to be different. Delo Efser, right? Because there's no other choice. But if you look carefully in the Gemara, Abaye anticipated that in. Abaye asked. That was part of his kasha. Okay, we'll go back to Gittin Daf Samach Amud Aleph. When Abaye asked the question, he said, would we say, Kevin the Chasuma Nitna Ein Kosin, because the Torah was given whole, so you can't write it any other way. O Dilma Kevin the Lo Efser Kasin, Abaye asked. He said, O Dilma, my question was, or maybe no, Kevin the Lo Efser Kasin, it's no other choice, maybe you can do it that way. That was his question, and Rabbah nevertheless said, Osir. So Rabbah was aware of this Lo Efser possibility, and nevertheless, Paskin, that it was Osir. So the Beis Yosef is not comfortable with that defense of the Rif. He says, Kosher the Abaye Nami Amar, O Dilma Kevin the Efser Kasin, if I feel a hockey, Pasha my Rabbah, they ain't Kosin. The Haran, the Perakaniska, they're getting Tom ala Rif, the low Halitz Bado Klau. The Ran, did not offer defense of the Rif and Gittin. Elish Rish Perakol Kisser, we just read before. Kost of Dimash, Time Shu Eslav, Social Fathers, so Sechad, Dabal, Homid, Minjano, and so on, Kadisa Hossam. That's what he said. The Zek, Aim, Tom, Shane, Shekost of Arosh. That's like the Rosh's second explanation. You know, the first explanation was we passing like, no, we're not worried about Idbuk, but they don't deal with that answer for some reason in the Poskim. Now that seems to me a good answer. You know, maybe Paskim like Rabbi, not maybe, presumably we do Paskim like Rabbi Yochanan against Rish Lakish. But and therefore Torah Megillah, no, he's not worried about Kevin the Idbuk. But the Rosh had the second answer of Lo Efser, so this is like that, says the Beis Yosef. He says, Zek Ke'ein Tam Shenish HaKos HaRosh Mishum the Lo Efser L'chol Onesh Yisrael can't, and not one can afford it. And he says a historical point, it's somewhat speculative, but here's what he says. The Tzarek So if it was Efser, so why did the Gemara say that? Why didn't Rabbah answer Abaye? He said, well, if there's no other choice, then you can do it, but otherwise you can't. So he says, the Tzarech Loma, the Beis Yosef said, to be Meha Moroim, Lohaya Koka Chisar and Svarim, Kimobi Zmanarif. Things were different. I don't know, maybe people, it was cheaper, that's all they had, and people could afford it, whatever it was. He says, in the days of Amoroim, people had it. There wasn't such a lack of Svarim, Kimobi Zmanarif. Umishum Hachi, Afal Gav Dabaye Verova, say Rabbah again. Lo chashul amay delo ifsher. Hainuid neishah haylem sorim. They weren't worried about that eventuality, guys. Because it was so rare. Well, who doesn't have? Everybody's got a sefer Torah at home. Everyone has it. It wasn't rare. At least not everybody had it. You had enough, the four or five people. The four or five people could sit around one sefer Torah. That they had enough. However, we may arif. There wasn't even enough for 10 people to learn from one sefer, and therefore it's more of a pressing matter. That's the one side of the riff. However, the Yosef himself says, I have a different answer, the Lumbish answer. The Yosef, because that whole thing was speculative. Maybe in the days of the Gemara they had more Sarsar available in the days of the Rishon and the riff. We don't know. That's speculative. But now the Beis Yosef goes on. He says, Yosef Nira, it seems to be more, the Sril El Arif Delo Kaimalon Kerabo. Why does the Rif not quote the Gemara, the simple reading of the Gemara? Because he says we don't paskin like Rabba. Rabbi asked Rabba, Kasha, Rabba gave an answer, fine. But we, says the Beis Yosef, we think the Rif doesn't paskin like Rabba. Why? So listen to this, because you have to remember the other Gemara that we read. Mishum de Eo Ozul Tamei Dabar Hasan Hai Sefer Aftar Os Atarta Ozul Nikarim Shabbos Mishum de Tali Kasei. Remember before it was Rabba and Yosef. Rabba was one of the people who said there's no, it's also with the Sefer Aftarta, but the Gemara's conclusion was, like Amir Chai Shokish, it's Mutter, because they say, Asos Hashem Efer Sosecha. So therefore, says the Rif, I said the Beis Yosef explaining the riff. Rabba gave his answer to Abai because that's Rabba Lashitoso. That's Rabba, you know, being consistent with his psak, namely that we don't ever do it. That's it. We're not worried about Esau Sashem for whatever the reason. So Rabba is consistent, okay. And but since says the Beis Yosef, he says Kema Da Sikna. Since we conclude the Lelohi, the Rabbi Yochanan Reshokish Ma'ayna B'Sivu Dagadot etc. Hachanami Kema Lo Emsher Esau Sashem Esarasecha Umemela Masra Tina the Kosim Megillatim. The Samad Bama, who time of they saw Sushan, is that Kaftar of Pharaoh. Oh, beautiful, says this, crystal clear, beautiful. Okay, that's what the Beis Yosef says. In other words, the riff is simple. He doesn't paskin like Rabba. Rabba answered Abaya that way, and the riff doesn't deal with that other issue of the subsequent Gemara. But at least in terms of Rabba, we understand the question we started with. Rabba, Abai asked Rabba a question, Rabba gave an answer, and the Rif paskin the other way. That's why, because he holds that was only Rabba Lashitasi. That's the Beis Yosef. There's also a similar comment. The Bach has a commentary on the riff on that same page, and Chof Chesman Alf, the page written Gittin. I know it's late, we'll move to finish up, but there's a long Bach in Os Gimel. Usually the Bach just tells you the textual emendation. There's a long Bach. He says, the nearer Shadas Harif, Me'achad Maskinan, the low Karabi Yosef, Mutta Limit Kabishabis, Bishabta Daftarta, Mishweis Lasso, Teferis Arsecha, in Cain Bahanami, the Haitian Rabbala Bai, the Ain Kosmigil Islamate, Lo Srila Kavose. The same like the Beis Yosef, right? The Bach here on the page in the Riff and Gittin, the Bach says the same thing. He says that was since we conclude in the earlier sugya on the Samach and Gittin, Samach and Aleph, that we don't pass like Rabba with regard to the Sefer Haftarah. Here too, we're not going to paskin. And then he says because it's Eifas Hashem. Otherwise, the Yefshel Chol Anitz Yisrael Lift Up Torah Shmei Lidom Kemosh Shakasam Arosh. And he says Gamaran and Kokis and Shabbos says, and then he quotes the Mordechai I mentioned before about the Karbanos and Kriyashman. So they could also right. Otherwise, the chayin mispashet haminig, says the Bach. That's the minig. Udalokedas harambam the machmer. Not like the Rambam's machmer. And he has another reason as well. So you see, not only a defense of the riff, but it seems like many of the earlier poskim seem to hold that the riff is in fact correct. There is one other relevant Gemara, and we'll go through it quickly. One other relevant Gemara, the Gemara has in there that some bring up, we'll see, and the Drisha brings it up. The Gemara in Yevamos, on Daf Kuf of Vav Mevayz, is talking about writing down the document that relates to Chalitza. That's the Perek, of Mitzvah Chalitza, the end of the Perek. The Gemara there says a question of Achlokas, what exactly was written down? You have Psukim, of course, with the declaration that the person performing the Mitzvah Chalitza has to say, and so on. So, in the context of that Gemara, again, it's in Yevamos. The Gemara says, "Amar Abaye, Hai man the course of git of the chalitza licht of hachi." When you write the document, write the following: you say, "Akrinu l'didei min me'ein yivami ad avoy yivami." We told the person that's the whole ceremony. The begin this pasuk, and you say the first word or two of the pasuk, and the last word or two of the pasuk. And you write, you say the whole thing, but you write down only the first word or two of the pasuk, and the second last word or two of the pasuk. Vakrin l'day min lo ad lekachta. Vakrin l'day min for her, because we said to her, min kocha bar chalotanal, etc. Everything, you don't quote the whole pasuk. That's the point. Rashi explains that the issue here is, you know, the get is not written with scores. In order to write down psukim, you have to have the score of these lines, carve or etch these lines, like you've all seen in the Sefer Torah. You know, you look closely at the Sefer Torah, you see lines are etched, and the words of the ksav is written on these lines. So that's the sugya over there in your vomit. There's no sirtut here. So Rashi explains, you can't write the whole thing. The kaimelan ain't kosin dalat tevus will sirtut. You can't write more than a few number of words without sirtut. So you couldn't do that here. However, the Gemara goes on and says, Marzutra misartate because of the kula parsha. But Marzutra said, okay, so let's do sirtut. That's all. It's a big deal. So score these, etch these lines and then do it. That's what he says. Marzutra misartate get chalitza because of the kula parsha. Says Rashi. Wrote the whole thing. Asked the Gemara, aye, the halo niton likase, but I thought you can't do it. Rashi explains the reference to Argamon Gittin. The Gemara says, alright, it's a kasha of Argamon, how can you write it? And the Gemara says, nevertheless, the Allah is like Marzutra. Says Rashi, the kosrin. You do it anyway. The kasha, the one who ran to the kasha. So Rashi writes, the lo domi lichtov megillah latino klisanagwa. The hosam adaita the pashtuk sivle. You're writing it as a parsha from Chumash. That's what you're doing with the kid. You're teaching the kid Torah. You're writing it as a parsha. Okay? The tehevikim megillah ktava, like a little scroll. The kimlan Torah de chasumadin, etc. The high serious dwarvu. Here you're just reporting what took place. You're not writing the parsha of chalitza here as something to learn from. It's just a report. This is what happened. We told the Baal this, and we told the woman that during the chalitza and so on. The law b'tushasehu. It's not. It doesn't have the same tusha. Hilchok. Therefore, hilchos kemarzuta the b'mokom mitzvah shari. So Rashi really says two things. Number one, it wasn't written to study from. Second of all, it's mokom mitzvah. So they're based on that Gemara and Yevamos Kuf Amud Aleph and the Meiri actually. Before I show you the drisha, the Meiri there in Gittin says, okay, he says afal pishu megillah asul islamet tinek amu shaloni ali kase because you're not allowed to write individual parshios. That's because over there you can learn from a whole sefer also. But here, you're not going to write a whole sefer for just having the chalitza, right? The only thing is to write down what happened to chalitza. So when it comes to learning, so you have the option to write the whole sefer Torah. That's one thing the Meiri says. Shem Megillah Tinok Af Hu Kos Al Das Parshas Shel Torah. Like Rashi Shtehele Tinok Megillah Tana. Avozu Ena Kamanat Lasipu Dvar Ba'alma, etc. And it's Mokom Mitzvah Mutter. So based on Rashi and the Meiri, the explanation of that Gemara Gittin, so the Drisha in Os. Dalit, commenting on the Beis Yosef, commenting on the tour rather. It's in Reish Pei Gimel over there, as we were reading before. So the Drisha, I won't read inside now because it's so late, but he says, Ani Avi Raya Cheres. I have another Raya that the Rif relies on, namely that Gemara in Gittin, Gemara in Yevamos rather, Daf Kufon, which says that you are allowed to write it down. Okay, you are allowed to write even sections. And Hilchos HaKavas in the Marzutra. Now Rashi said Makom Mitzvah, so teaching a kid is also Makom Mitzvah. So he said that's what the Rif feels. Rif feels it's Eislas Os Hashem. And according to the first answer, he reads different. But according to the second answer, they're like Rashi. So then it should be Mutter to write this as well. That's the Raya, another Raya, the Drisha, another Raya to defend the Drisha of the Rif. Now, truthfully, that appears already in the Sefer Eshkol, the Rishon. Sefer Eshkol, the father-in-law of the Ragid. Sefer Eshkol is in the second section, Hilchos Sefer Torah. My edition is page 44 of Chelik Beis. Okay, Memdah. Just has English numbers. Page 44. The Sefer Eshkol quoting the sugya. Sefer Eshkol quoting the sugya says this also. He says Yesh Meshamevi Raya. Some bring a Raya, but he's not referring to Drisha. He lived before the Drisha. The Muta Lichko Begilat Tiv. When Amina Shili Parak Nitzas Chalitza. That's the Gemara you almost just read. Marzutra wrote it and so on. And he will quote the Gemara. He says the Ain Zeraya because Hotsam Lo Kosel Lemotora Lo Diya Mashanase. He said you can't bring a Raya because it's not for the same purpose. I got that it's a Dvar Mitzah, but it's for a totally different purpose. Like Rashi said, it's just a report. So that may or may not be a Raya. Just to finish up, I want to mention the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer has an interesting comment in his Chuvos and Chelek HaRadeisim and Reish Nun Dalad. Chassam Sofer discusses what's the nature of this issur anyway? What's the problem with writing down one section? So what? So you write down one section. What's the big pay there? Never says it in the Gemara, right? Not to write it down. He says because, and I don't want to read the whole thing because it's so late, but he says because many things Of course, we write down tefillin, we write down mezuzah, we write down sota parsha. That's what we have a specific tzivu to do so. But otherwise, he says because nearly because many things are learned. Ikam mili tuma the medrash mitoch haksav. Many things that we don't are learned from that which is written, or we learn from context. We compare things. We see that you can't just write down one section. The Torah doesn't exist in a vacuum. The whole Torah is one unit. Okay, that's for some self. We're going to have time to go into all that in further detail at the moment. Anyway, after all of this, so how do we paskin? Is it mutter to write down the Sefer Torah? We know what the Rif said, but how do we paskin? So, as we already alluded to a couple of times, I'll just go through this quickly. The Rambam writes, Perek Zion of Hilchos Sefer Torah, Halacha Yud Dalet. The Rambam paskin is like the simple reading of the Gemara. It's also finished. Doesn't go through any of these lumdas, any of these defenses of anybody. It just says Perek Zion Halacha Yud Dalet. Here it is. One second. The Rambam paskins. No. Mutter ein kosu ein the ein kosu megillah tirkus halibah unless in baitul hashul lechumish mutter unless you're going to write the whole thing. The Rambam paskin straight to the tzoser, and guess what? Now he's Rambam paskin that way, but that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch too. Shulchan Aruch itself. Okay, the Mechaber himself in the same siman, Reish Pei Gimel. Okay, despite the fact that in the Beis Yosef he had this lumdish defense of the position of the Rif, nevertheless he himself doesn't paskin that way. Mechaber writes in the siman Reish Pei Gimel, Sif Beis. Again, a second. Here it is. Osir Lichtov. No, one second. I'm sorry. That was somewhere else. Reish Pei Gimel. Sif Beis. Lo Yichtov Megillah Neatzma Shiba Yesh Yeba Parshios. The Ain Kos Megillah Tinklus Lamedba. Unless we die to Hashem Lachumish Mutzes. And the Chabad said it's Osir. So based on the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, it's even Osir to write a Sefer Torah for a child to learn from, a section of the Sefer Torah for a child to learn from. We certainly say the same thing about the Torahs. Now, again, many of the Achronim are bothered by this. The Bach in Yoredeya, at the end, Sof Dirasa Rav Alphas, he writes, he doesn't understand the Minig and Klal Yisrael is not like is to follow the Rif, is to make it about it. And the Bach says, I don't understand. How can the Mechaber Paskin this way? And not only the Mechaber Paskin that way, but the Ramon doesn't say a word. Ramon doesn't differ. Ramon disagrees so many times. Here he says nothing. And he says that Kishgoga Shiotzim of Zeh Shalit. In the Kohelis, I mean, you know, the Bach is very bothered by this. He doesn't understand it. And, you know, one can compound the question even further by saying, you know, usually the Beis Yosef writes in his Akdoma to the Beis Yosef that when he's trying to figure out who to paskin like, or who are you paskin like? You're paskin like there's so many Rishonim, there's the Rambam and the Rosh and the Rif and the Rashbo and the Rambam. Anyway, he's like the three Amudei Horah, he holds the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam. He says he's going to paskin like whatever he's been paskin like, two out of those three. So here, people raise the question, what do you mean? The Rif is Mako. The Rosh defended the Rif. So the Rambam is Machmer. So why does the Mechaber go ahead and follow the Rambam being Machmer? So that's one of the questions. Interesting, just as an aside, I saw in a Tshuva from Rav Yosef, which I'll quote to Mamish in a moment, because we'll finish up. You know, he refers to something which is said in the Shavuot Tshuva, is Chikrei Lev. One of the great Shavuot Shapos, in the Sefer Tshuva, Chikrei Lev, he makes an astounding statement, because he understands that we have here a little bit of a steerer between the what it says in the Beis Yosef and it says in the Shulchan Aruch, right? So he writes a totally different issue. It's the Chelek Aruch Chaim, Simon Nun Dalet, the page Shin Lamed Aleph and Shin Lamed Beis in my edition of the Chikrei Lev over here. He says that if a klal, now whenever there is a steerer between the what it says in the Shulchan Aruch and it says in the Beis Yosef, we go with the Beis Yosef. That's his major work. His major work was the Beis Yosef, says the Chikrei Lev, and not the Shulchan Aruch. That's just the Sefer HaKotzu, he calls it. However, many other Achronim disagree. The Chidor in the Tshuvas Yosef Omitz, the Sefer Tshuvas Simon Samach Tes, he quotes this. He says, no, we follow what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. He refers to this idea, but he says it's wrong. And he says, the possible Shulchan Aruch, the fact that Beis Yosef said, oh, any Rosh, Shosel, Hetzel, and so on. He says, a number of things, the Shulchan Aruch was, he changed his mind when he wrote the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? So we follow what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. And similarly, in the Tshuvas Rav Ka'alim, another great Sardi puzzle, Ben Ishchai, in Chelek Eben Ezer, Chelek Beis, in the Yud Dalet, he also quotes the Chikrei Lev, and he says, in Argon, he says, Hifri is Alamida, right? The Chikrei Lev is exaggerated, he's wrong. And he quotes the Chidor, and the Tshuva I just mentioned, that we don't do that. So, based on that, again, we should follow what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the truth is, on the side of the page, the Shach, in Sifkot and Gimel, the Shach writes, Da'as HaRif, Da'a Mordechai, Da'a Gudev, V'shar Poskim, the Mutter, V'shmei Yisrael, Hashem, Afer, Yisrael, Secha, Sharei Ein HaKol Yodin Ba'al Peh, Ve'ein L'chol Am Chumash, Rei Sakness, Es Yabol Lidei Bito Krish Vatrila, V'chein Kosa Abba, V'kosa Shekach HaMinik Posh V'chol Medina. So the Shach also seems to be disagreeing bring the Pesach to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? The Taz also, in Sukkot Aleph, the Taz quotes it. Something that the Taz says, and he mentions those who disagree, who quoted, but he said, even if we're not there, he quotes to his father on the Bat, see in Marv Chosin, Zal Yeshon Hatir, Vechenu Aminik, Vechoyom, Vechema Ramosh, Vechoz Vechom, but he says, Avon Mikom Mokom, Ein Hetel, Kedil Islamic Bo. It's only for Talmud Torah, because Vesas was Hashem. Avon, he said, Osin Shekosin, Psukim Alakosa, Leza Siman Tov, Lav Shaper Adin Torah Chasuminet. To write Psukim for some kind of a good simon, which sounds like maybe the Torah's the thing is, that the Taz openly says is not allowed. Okay? The Beis Hillel, like on the side of the page, said on the pit of the page of Shulchan Aruch, says cautiously that many people in the shuls, they write the Yud Gimel Midos, Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum Echanan, and so on. Those are Psukim. He says, that ain't nachum, it's not proper to do that. Okay? In the Pisgei Tshuva, there in Sukkot and Beis, he discusses, you know, maybe there's a way, he quotes from the Tashbeis, that maybe there's a way to write it. We don't write it completely. You leave, like you write the letter Vayidaber, the word Vayidaber, Vav, Yud, Dalet, Beis, Reish, and a little smitchik. You know, you don't write, you leave out the Reish. Or, you ever seen, he draws in here, you ever see sometimes the Aleph and the Lamed, an old sinner, I remember it bothered me as a kid, in Yisrael, sometimes it will say the Aleph and Lamed becomes like one letter. They just extend one arm of the Aleph. So maybe there's a way to write it that's different. That's why maybe like printing is different, but it shouldn't look like it's kosher in the Sefer Torah. Anyway, all of this points to the fact that it would be hard pressed to say that it would be okay to write this Parsha Torah unless you just simply accept the Ritz, which is fine. But according to what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, it's a little bit difficult. And indeed, the truth is that the Aruch HaShulchan, okay, the Aruch HaShulchan as well, in the Sif Yud Aleph of this Siman Reish Pei Gimel, also is Machmer about it. He said, never mind, it's not right to say that the Mechaber is violating his rule by Paskin like the Rambam, because really the Rosh also Paskin that it's also to do it. He was just suggesting a libut chus for the position of the rift, but he doesn't really hold that it's mutter. So finally, just read the Rav Avadia Yosef has a tshuva about this in the chelek tes of the tshuvas Yabia Omer. It's chelek tes chelek of Deir Siman Chof Gimel. He starts off by saying this business of writing the Pitu Haktoris, and he finds it difficult. He quotes tshuvas Ginas Rodim Kosta Shanogin Lichto Psukim Baruch Atav Vecho Obasukas Teishu Shimas Yom Hamer Hanging the Sukkah. He says Ein Lohem Amar Shismochu. Now out to but the image, okay, it's already written, so okay, and then there's nothing wrong with better hang it up. Mutov shenichum al chaslei abayis abayisos basuka lekavol sifaris mashiyignuzum. Just put it in shame, it's not going to destroy it. But really, you're not supposed to do it. And he therefore concludes. Rav Avadia concludes. Chalponim nira de lechatchila ein roy licht of pitum akars from the atzma. Rock, but the image is done already. Mutov likrova. Okay, and again, whatever the school is, it is. But in terms of writing it down, at least according to what Rav Avadia said, right, and his pashut is right. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, right? Despite all the defenses of the rift, nevertheless, it seems to me that there's room certainly in Machan, I'd say certainly today. Say the Torah, say it out of the Chumash, say it out of the Siddur, say it out of a printed Chumash. You go ahead and write it on a cloth. Some assurance, like I said, the Torah, that may somewhat be questionable. Okay, I'll go to Shabbos to all.